You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
What if we could step in and talk about, hey, we got this together. This is our life. This is our world. And the mere fact that you're already happy, then what you can bring to relationships is happiness to the relationship, not hoping that someone will fulfill happiness. It just means you've loved, right? So anytime you feel sadness or sorrow, especially around a human being, it means you've gone really deep with them. And so the deeper we go with people, the risk is the more pain we'll feel. And so you have to be willing to take both sides of the equation. If you want the joy, you got to take the pain. And today's current situation is an echo of the past.
His advice always hits the mark. He inspires us to do better, to be better, and he makes us think about the people that matter the very most. Well, relationship contributor Dr. Matt Townsend has been thinking, too, about the ideas, research, and takeaway that he has gleaned through his work and study this last year, and he's identified the five biggest relationship truths that he picked up on in 2023 that he says will take your relationships to the next level. I can't wait
Fun.
For this.
Good stuff.
You're a lifelong learner.
Yes,
you learn.
That's my favorite thing.
Constantly.
Yeah.
And you share, which I think is awesome, an awesome extension.
I like learning more than sharing.
Do you?
I really do.
You like to take it in.
Some people like to share more, but I just like to be alone and learn.
Which is because you're wise.
That's
because
right.
You're wise. But these are things that maybe didn't get, you know, huge attention in the last year, mm-hmm. but meant something to you.
Yeah. First one.
Yes.
Assume rapport. Mm. I think you actually are really good at this. And some of it is because you have a role as the host. So when a new person comes in to meet you, you assume rapport. You assume they know you. You assume they know the show. So you can just jump right into the relationship. What if all of us in our daily dealings with each other just assumed rapport? We just assumed that, hey, you're a good person. I'm a good person. Let's just start talking.
What a lovely
Wouldn't
way
that
to
be
live.
Amazing?
Like rapport being, I know you.
A closeness,
we're
a relationship,
good.
We're in harmony.
Yeah.
And if we just assume it and get into it, like a waitress or someone serving you, they assume rapport. You understand the rules. You understand how this works. How are you doing? And we jump right in. Then it can get rid of some of that social anxiety because you don't have to wonder what to say. You don't have to wonder if they like you. Like, was that a rude thing that they just did? No, you just assume rapport and we just get in. Jump in.
I'm thinking of so many people in my life who are naturally good at this, and it really does come down to sort of a selflessness. Like,
yeah,
it's not about me. Mm-hmm. I'm just into you.
That's right. And it's super easy if you have a role to play.
Yeah.
So if you've got a role that you're doing and you do the role every time, you can just assume the rapport. When we don't have the role or we don't know where we fit in, it gets a little scarier. But what if you just always assume we have rapport? And then they have to really prove we don't before I pull that back.
I love this.
Yeah.
I love this
super
so
easy.
Much. All right, you want us to gossip.
If we're going to gossip, and we know negative gossip can destroy a life,
yes.
Couldn't positive gossip also be positive and benefit a life? What if we just got really good, and the research is out there, that spreading good things about people works. Again, another thing Studio 5 does, you're always spreading the good stuff. Mm. This is what we like. This is what's working. It's so funny. How many times has somebody recommended a book that was just really awesome? And you could talk about the positivity of a book. You could talk about the positivity of what you heard so-and-so say. Spread good things about people. And imagine if we have a community or just a book group of people spreading good gossip. That could be life-changing, especially when the gossip gets back to you that people were saying really good things about you.
So I got a text from my florist, also my friend, the other day, and it meant a lot. She said, I just want you to know I was talking to so-and-so, and here's what they said. And that backdoor tattle felt so nice.
Positive
tattle. It was generous of her to share it forward, but like positive gossip, let's do more of it.
And again, positivity, the cool thing is when you deliver it, you both feel good.
Yeah.
So it's negative. By the way, when you deliver negative gossip, you both feel negative.
You take that hit.
And so let's just spread some positive joy.
Okay, you want us to put a halt to reactivity. This is another lesson you learned in the last year.
Huge. A lot of us are reactive, and a lot of us have arguments or issues with people. And what you'll notice is, we use the word halt, but a lot of the reasons why we're already cued and ready and primed to have a fight, even before we have the reason for a fight. Have you ever had that feeling?
You're like looking for it.
You're just chomping at the bit. You're ready to hit or scream or freak out.
And that's the halt?
That's right. That's the halt. So when we need to halt is anytime we're hungry, angry, or anxious, anytime we're lonely, or anytime we're tired. Hmm. Those tend to be triggers. Hungry, angry, or anxious, lonely, or tired. Whenever you're tired, not a good time to have a great talk. Whenever you're lonely, it might make it so the minute you hear something that just personifies or exemplifies your loneliness, makes you more irritable.
Now, the lonely one surprised me. Like, yeah. We know the hangry game, but what about loneliness can, I don't want to use the word trigger, I hate that trigger, but what about loneliness can set us up for reactivity?
Well, so watch this. Imagine that I'm sitting there and I felt bad all day because I didn't get invited to a shower. Everyone in the neighborhood has gone to the shower, but I didn't get invited to the shower. And then we're at a party and you're talking about the shower. Mm. Now I'm peeved.
Yeah.
Now I'm hurt and I'm reactive and you didn't even care or notice
that I was
at the shower. So if you notice, those all go back to some of our more basic needs of knowing we're lovable, knowing we're capable, knowing we belong, and knowing we're safe. Mm-hmm. And those are the general triggers that start every problem in our fights, in our lives. That's what drives fight or flight in our relationships.
You say in the last year you have witnessed the power of really thoughtful questions.
Yeah. A lot of us are robots. So we say, how was your day? And then we get an answer like, fine. And then it's really shallow. But that's a shallow thought. So when you have a shallow thought, you get a shallow question. If you want a better, or an answer, if you want better answers, you have to go deeper with your questions. So instead of like, what'd you do today? Nothing. Well, you could ask, what was your favorite thing you did today? Mm. And then all of a sudden, you're forcing them to exert more energy and effort in their answer, but it's only because you exerted a little more energy or effort in the question. Our questions will always determine the quality of our answers. And if we keep everything shallow, then we get a little bugged because our relationships are shallow.
What's a question you reach for often, Matt, to disarm a couple or an individual who's not wanting to crack open or reveal?
A lot of times what I'll do is I won't even start with a question. I'll start with what I'm seeing.
Okay.
Like I notice you're more quiet in this conversation. Mm-hmm. I state what I'm seeing.
Okay.
I notice you're quiet in this conversation. What's going on in your head?
Okay.
What
so that becomes the table set for mm-hmm. a bigger, more thoughtful
And I'm using
question.
Their emotion to actually lead me. And I just invite more. What's going on in your head? What are you thinking right now in your head? Mm. And then usually they'll give you more data. They might not give you the answer, but they'll give you more data, and then from that, I paraphrase back. I'm always trying to show I'm understanding before I want more.
Smart.
Right?
30 seconds, this final lesson speaks to action. Like, quit waiting for things to happen and just go.
No, a lot of us sit there and we have a thought like, I miss Stacy. Well, what I want you to do is quit thinking about it and just act on it. If you miss Stacy, call her. If you wish so-and-so were here, call them and get them there. If you want something from someone, ask for it, right? Whatever is going on in your mind, actually turn it into an action that you can act on. If you thought you should have taken something to some neighbor, go do it. Like, our mind, we have this weird problem where we think the thought equals the action, and it doesn't. This is why we're more anxious and more frustrated, because a lot of us are thinking, but not a lot of us are doing. So the thought has to lead to the act, and the minute you act, weirdly, the thought goes away.
And so does the anxiousness.
And the anxiousness goes away. It's really powerful.
This was powerful. Thank you so much for sharing and opening what you've gleaned and learned the last year. And I want to ask you before we say goodbye, your Becoming One program is getting a lot of praise for good reason.
This is just an easy way for you to get coaching. You go on matttownsend.com. You can find out more about it. But what it simply is, in a nutshell, you get to watch me coach other people. You get to see me interact with people in their relationships. If you want to ask me questions, you can ask it. It's all way cheaper than going to therapy or paying for coaching. And you get access to a lot of videos, a lot of training, a lot of tools. Just go to coachwithmatt.com.
All right. Thank you so much, friend.
Thanks, Brooke.
We appreciate you.